Okay, so now if there's questions, let's take them.
What hand do you do?
You do khilal of the beard with the right hand. So the question is, when you do khilal of the beard, what hand do you do it with? You do it with the right hand, and you're supposed to do it three times. One, two, three.
What time will you do that?
When you're washing the face. You'll do the khilal of the beard when you're washing the face.
When is it preferred to do the miswak before or after you rinse your mouth?
It's preferred to do the miswak before you rinse your mouth.
Say I was in like some sports game and I sweat a lot. What I have to do with the...
Okay, so you tell me. Something exited from your body, right? Which is sweat. Is sweat pure or impure?
Pure.
No, it's pure. Sure. Sweat is pure. It smells, but it's pure. So, sweat is pure. Okay.
You mentioned about... can you reiterate, like, when, while you're in a namaz, the shaitan comes and pushes you from the back? Can you reiterate about that?
Yeah, so one of the things to keep in mind about wudu is that once you make wudu, wudu is 100% certain. Well, let's think about this way. So you're praying salah, right? And the funny thing about salah, and the Prophet ﷺ actually mentioned this in a hadith, by the way, is that during salah, you feel like little bubbles of air are coming out from your backside. And you never feel it any other time. You can be talking to your friends, you can be jogging, you can be boxing. You won't feel like anything's coming out. But in salah, you have this feeling like sometimes things are coming out, these small bubbles. And the reason is the Prophet ﷺ said that when a person prays, shaitan goes to his backside and begins pulling to make him feel like his wudu is broken, to distract him. So in that case, your wudu does not break. You have to be 100% certain that your wudu breaks. Now let me take the other extreme. Some people, they're very avid fans of reading hadith and interpreting themselves. They say, they actually will read the hadith that says that your wudu does not break until you smell it or hear it. So they'll release tons of gas, and they don't smell it, and they don't hear it, so they say that my wudu didn't break. That's not what that hadith means. What the hadith is saying is that you have to be 100% certain that gas passed. Not that you have to hear it literally and smell it literally. Sometimes it doesn't smell. Sometimes you may not hear it. If you are certain, 100%, then your wudu broke, otherwise it didn't break. That's what that hadith means.
So that's only in namaz or generally speaking?
Well, this happens in salah, because shaitan comes and bothers you in salah because he wants to distract you. So first he tries to screw you up on how many rak'ah, and then he tries to screw you up in this. So he's trying to knock you out from every direction, because salah, you know why salah is so dangerous for shaitan? Because in salah you do sajda. And not only do you do it once, you do it twice. And the thing that Iblis didn't do that made him shaitan was he refused to do sajda. He hates salah. That's the thing that he didn't do that we do. Now you think about it another way. Imagine that Iblis became shaitan because he didn't pray, he didn't make one sajda. So what do you think about the person who every day denies sajda when he doesn't pray? Right? The people who don't pray, five times a day they don't pray. So imagine that. How Allah must look at them. In fact, we know that, you know, it's a very bad situation for someone to be in that state.
When you wipe your head, should you do it three times or once?
When you wipe your head, you only wipe once. Not three times, once.
The routine shower. So, regardless of the order, for example, take a shower, go to work, and I think I need to pray now. You said I have wudu.
If you take a shower in the morning without any thought of wudu, and subsequently go to work, because you fulfilled all four body parts, as listed in the Quran, you have wudu. And according to the Hanafi madhab, the niyyah is not necessary, and according to the Hanafi madhab, the order is not necessary. Niyyah is sunnah, and order is sunnah. So even if you washed your feet first and then washed your head, it still counts as a wudu. Now that wudu is not rewarded, but it is usable to pray and touch the Quran.
The mushaf is open, and you don't have wudu. Can you just read it?
So the question is, if the mushaf is sitting open before you, and you don't have wudu, can you read it? You can ask the madrasa kids what they do. You can read it. Yeah, you can read it, because you haven't touched it. And actually, some of these guys are very slick, exactly. They're very slick, they don't want to get up and do wudu because they're tired, so then they take their pen and they start trying to change the pages with their pen. So, you know, that's permissible. Your wudu, no. You cannot touch it with your hand, that's the key thing.
If you just made the wudu and suddenly you feel that you have to pass gas, and you try to control it, it's really forceful, and you try to control it, but is it okay to let it flow and do the wudu again, or try to stop it?
No, if you have to go to the washroom very, very badly, or it's gas or anything, just you should go ahead and relieve yourself and then go ahead and make the wudu again. Mm-hmm. And it happens. I mean, actually, people are laughing, but it's a pretty serious thing because a lot of people, they have to go to the bathroom, but they say, no, I'm going to go pray first. Right? And so they're sitting there and they're focused in the whole prayer, and the whole focus is holding in their najasa. So that's considered makruh. That's considered dislike.